I'm Mark McKenzie in Drycombe Barracks in Edinburgh, and I'm joined by Jai McDowell, the winner of Britain's Got Talent 2011. Jai, good to see you. So what have you been up to since the madness of actually winning Britain's Got Talent?
Pretty much just living the dream as such. I mean, it's been a bit mental. I mean, obviously from last June, it's been a case of I've travelled around the UK. I've been to China, I've sang in the Royal Variety, I've had an album out, I've just done lots, and it's just been absolutely nuts.
I was thinking back to that audition process, and you're standing on the stage, you're looking out, and you've got Michael McIntyre, The Hoff, and Amanda Holden. You must have been pinching yourself, thinking this is I've had some sort of weird cheese last night.
Weird cheese. Well, definitely. I mean, it's one of those things that even at that stage, like I do this thing during the whole process. I sort of blacked out, not blacked out, but like when I got to the stage where I auditioned, I can't remember what any of them said to me at all because I was so nervous. It was unreal. I was just like, focus on what you've got to do, do it, and get out of there. That was basically the way it was. Done, and it wasn't until later on, and I'm kind of like that nowadays as well. It's not until I kind of sit down and actually realise, you know, I've just done this and I've just done that, and it's not until after that you fully realise what you've done. I mean, I appreciate it at the time, but I'm just trying to, you know, like it's a case of like autopilot, I think. And
is that a self defence mechanism then that kind of kicks in?
It must be. I mean, I never realised I'd done it, to be honest, because I used to do a lot of stuff for like amateur theatre at home. And it was kind of the same when I went on stage, because I was playing someone else, I just blacked out. But no, I mean, it's been absolutely brilliant. And I mean, recently it's been quite a kind of quiet-ish period where I've been doing a few gigs and then writing my next album. And so that's been pretty good to just get some downtime and reflect on actually what I've been doing.
Now, you mentioned the new album. I'm hearing in the pipeline that's looking likely for start of next year.
Yeah, hopefully. I think the first single will be out roughly about February time, and then the album will follow kind of quickly after that. So it just depends on how quickly I can write.
and is this all going to be original material from yourself?
Yeah, definitely. All of it is either stuff that I've written myself or stuff that I've got from other songwriters. So it's pretty different. I mean, it's different from the stuff that I've done before because it's more poppy rock stuff. So I'm quite excited to do a different genre as well, see how that goes.
And we're sitting here today. You've got your Unforgettable T-shirt on, supporting Poppy Scotland. First things first, how did the association with Poppy Scotland come about?
Well, actually, it was through someone that I'm dealing with doing a lot of merchandise stuff. They do the merchandise for Poppy Scotland as well. And the idea that must have come up between them and the guy had got in touch just to say, like, would you be interested in performing the song? And I was like, yeah, of course. I'm not going to say no.
And the song we're talking about is the classic Unforgettable, which people will know. I mean, Nat King Cole recorded it, Frank Sinatra's recorded it. Are you getting nervous yet?
a little bit.
In that company?
Actually, yeah, I wasn't getting nervous. Now I'm starting to black out. No, no. It's such a good song. And actually, I was very nervous because we only got it about a week and a half ago. It only came through. So we recorded it last week, and then it's been a case of doing this today and then coming up, and some of the girls there, the military wives, they were saying, do you want to give us a song? And I was like, no, I'm too nervous. And it was quite funny because it's that way. It's like, I've never performed it live, and I'll panic and I'll forget words and I'll do this and whatever. And but no, I mean, it's a great thing to be part of, and I'm really, really looking forward to it coming out Monday because it's kind of the first thing that I'll have released as well since my last album. So we're kind of hoping for a wee number one. Happy days. But I mean, it should be really good. And obviously, I'm quite lucky to have a good support base of fans and friends and family. So they will get their drilling orders, and they will be told to Facebook and retweet and buy and download and whatever until it gets to number one. So fingers crossed.
Excellent. Well, we're going to play the song on Garrison FM right now. Would you like to introduce it?
Yep, I am Jai McDowell, and this is Poppy Scotland's single Unforgettable.
Jai, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. song of a love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable. So unforgettable, things that I am.